too much.
I'm telling you, bro, we can't do that topic.
Though. Okay, that topic is out. That topic is out. Safe
if
bet.
If this airs, fam, Lil Nas's team is gonna holler at me, fam. Promise you, bro.
Okay, topic is out. The topic is out. We're not.
What am I, the baby? Like, what are they gonna do? Take millions away from me, bro? I'm broke. Like, if anything, they're going to give me millions. They're gonna have. You have to think about it. They're gonna have to make me famous to make me unfamous. To make me famous, you gotta give me a bag. Just think about it. Either way, it's a win-win. Bad publicity or good publicity. Regardless, I'm speaking my facts. So no,
oh, Jesus, Lord.
They're just gonna view it at a different point.
So wow, like, Lucky. Great stuff. That is a one hell of a way to start.
You can start now, for real.
Do the intro.
Wow, you already know what it is, man. Welcome back to 401 East. You already know we got Philly in the building, Sunshine, special guest Rebecca in the building. You know she joined us just for the vibes. And you know it's your boy Lucky on the mic. Come on, we're back again.
Oh my god.
Oh gosh, hi guys.
How's hi guys, week? Another week, another day. How was your week, guys?
Tiring and stressful.
Really?
See my face.
I know. Even from my voice, you can hear it.
No cap, bro. I might go to the Middle East. I need a nuke for my workplace.
What? What's wrong with your workplace?
Oh, there's violence. We just started.
What's wrong with your workplace?
9-to-5 is so much work, bro.
It's so cool.
Nah. Like, just think about it. Like, you gotta go to work mad, sad, upset, overwhelmed, stressed, depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And then man's at work. Want to come and bring their bad vibes and bad energy to piss you off. Like, yo, bro, we all going through shit. And
okay.
We want to come to the place that we have to be at every day for 9-10 hours, bro, to be upset and just piss me off. Like, bro,
I hate people like that.
Like, what do you mean you want to come to work and ruin other people's days? Like,
I hate it. Just get it together. Just be fake for the 9 hours and just be
like,
happy.
Make a smile. Like,
but then, the question is, the amount you're getting paid, is it enough for you to fake it?
Then you shouldn't be there if you can't fake it. Just go home. Just go home.
And wow. They say choose poverty.
Just go home.
I don't know what to say, but...
I don't know. Some of these people need to...
First of all, shut up. The luxury of having a job right now...
Sunshine.
What is the issue with you? As a person that don't have a job, you guys need to shut up.
Yo, fam, the only purpose of job service is to pay your fucking bills.
Bills.
You can literally find anything
to pay your bills. You're literally working to pay bills.
Like, but the stress and like... the work that comes with working a 9-to-5 is, but depending on like what field you're in, especially if like it's not even like the career path you want to be in.
Frustrating.
Like for a lot of people, like it's a mental battle sometimes. Like you're always fighting yourself. So imagine I'm fighting myself to like be like, all right, you know, like I'm only doing this so I can get closer to the goals I want. You know what I'm saying?
Got to see it through, my boy.
Yeah, like you have to see it through. But when you're seeing it through and people are at work just bitching, complaining, and moaning, it's just like, yo, bro, if I slap you in your face now, you're gonna say I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, why don't we all just fake being happy for the 8 hours, fam, go home and be miserable, bro? No one's saying you can't be your true feelings. Do that shit on your own time, my nigga. Like, we're getting paid.
You make the work even harder, yeah, and you make it not fun.
Wow.
I always feel like if I'm going to work, it needs to be fun. I need to enjoy myself. Honestly, my job is fun. I'm not gonna lie.
You know I was why? About to say your job
my
is
job is fun.
Your job's cooling, to be honest.
My job is hilarious. Shout out Paramed. My job is fun because we deal with crazy clients, and you know all the PSWs are also crazy as well.
Yeah, and me on the other hand, please, if your job is hiring, I beg you. I need job, fam. I'm
is
broke.
Is this Indeed? Don't listen to him, guys.
If your job is hiring,
so why do you think,
message me personally.
Like, why is it, why, like, let's talk. Why is it hard for you to get a job?
Oh, because I'm very picky.
That's your problem.
That's your fault.
You don't want to work.
Your mindset's wrong, fam. You want to work.
See,
that's the problem, fam.
I want to work in my field.
Yeah, they don't exist.
In my career path.
They don't exist.
That's what I want. They do exist. I see them. I apply to them, and every day it's unfortunately we're going with a.
Have you looked at your resume and really tweaked it out?
I've done it like 700 times.
You have used ChatGPT?
Everybody, yes.
Do you know it would have been easier to apply these jobs and have them say no if you're just working somewhere you hated? Because at least you'd be getting money. But you're just applying to these jobs for fun?
Pick up yourself.
Still be broke.
Go to the airport, get a job, and do the airport.
I did get an airport job.
Huh?
I'm starting in March.
See, okay, so work the airport job.
I still want the job I want.
You will, but work the job now. Like, get into the habit of working first. Yeah, like, you can't, no.
I look here, I have a job. I don't know why I brought this upon myself.
Don't start. I told myself, 2024, everyone must apply themselves. Apply yourselves.
I just said it. I have a job. I work with the kids. After school program.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want the job I want.
And you will get it.
Can't wait, man.
Just wait. God's timing. At best timing.
Wait, man.
Just wait.
But okay? My week has been... Maybe something in the weather, something in this fucking country. This whole week did not go as planned for me. I don't know if it worked for everybody else too. Starting with my birthday on Monday.
Oh yeah, how was that?
Oh, it was terrible.
This guy did not hold back.
What?
Holy shit.
What happened?
So let me backtrack Monday, right? I applied to
Run
a job
on
Friday prior to Monday, and I realized No. Oh, it's worse. It's worse. I decided, because I found out the job is downtown, let me just go downtown and give my resume in person, even though I applied online.
Okay.
I had a chance. I'm thinking logically. Mm-hmm. So I went on this company's website. Mm-hmm. I looked for their address and they contact me. I said, boom, Monday morning on my birthday, this is where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. So next thing, I'll print the resume.
Mm-hmm.
I decided to print the resume. Mm-hmm. I went to Staples. I got $5. Staples said, oh, you can either use the Staples
card,
or your credit card. I don't have a credit card, but I have Koho. I transfer money into my Koho to print my resume. The minute the money got into my account, Koho said, we're taking this for cash back.
Ooh.
I said, I've never even used the cashback in my life.
You know you can just go to your cashback and put it back into your account, right?
Wait, what?
Ooh.
Brother, why do you have a banking app that you don't go to learn how to use, fam? Let me just go to Koho for you.
You could send the money back?
What's my nigga? Fam,
that is ridiculous.
Almost $100.
That is ridiculous.
I
don't even use the Koho account, so I just called that quit. I went to go do my resume black and white.
See, when you go to your save, this is your roundup. So this is your roundup. So when they take money out for that,
you just put it back.
Yes.
Wow. The more you know.
Then after that, there's two of them. So there's roundups, and then there's. Where is it? There's your cashback. So this is your cashback. Logo cashback. Redeem. Yes.
Say word. I was struggling on Monday.
Since I've had my Koho account, bro.
I was struggling on Monday.
Wait, what are the benefits of Koho? Maybe I can switch over. What's going on?
Apparently, it helps you build your credit. Because your print has a credit card, even though it's a debit card.
Oh, isn't that like
I have Hutchie too.
You do?
Yeah.
I think that's a scam.
I just
personally
talk about it.
I closed my other account.
Yeah,
Hutchie's neat because I want to pay off like a 1-2 debt. So she's like, they do the
pay forward thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she's like,
they pay the whole thing for you.
Not pay it for you, but like they'll set up a payment plan so it's coming out of one account instead of you paying like all over the place or going through like a bunch of other agencies or whatever.
Okay.
That's ridiculous.
Koho, like it has basic, it has credit building. Your own spending plan. Like I have like. Like I get 2% cash back, 5% interest on my balance. So
that's why I have it. Yes, right, that's why I have Koho. The 2% or 5% back.
Let me Google
great
that
stuff.
And like no foreign transactions. So even if you travel and you go to like withdraw money, they're not charging you for that.
You're lying.
I did not know that because I don't travel.
Oh, stop it! I have to go over there.
Oh, you go to New York a lot. You go to New York a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I go to New York. I go to the States. Yes.
What else happened? So now I get downtown. I walk into the building. It says level 21. I go up level 21.
I'm scared.
This is not the office. I'm looking at the thing. The elevator open. It's a law firm. The receptionist comes up to me. I was like, hey, what are you looking for? I'm like, oh, I'm looking for this company. She was like, oh, this is not it. I was like, but this is the left. She was like, yes, but this is not it. So now I go back down to the security. Guys, I'm looking for this place. Security went through the directory. He said, brother, they've never been here before.
Oh,
I said, what? I'm already DT. This is like prime time, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like, what do you mean they've never been here? So he goes on their website and he's like, oh, it does say they're here, but they've like, I don't know this company. I've been here for like 5 years.
How did these things only happen to you?
I don't know. I don't know. So you think that's the worst part? Okay. I finally decide it is what it is. Let me go home. I get to my car, parking ticket.
How much was it?
$40. Okay. But I'm poor, so that's a lot of money.
Okay.
I'm like, not on my birthday.
Oh no,
I'm hungry. So I decided, let me go get free food at High Up. I get to High Up, the bitch said, oh, we don't give free food, you gotta pay for it, but we'll give you free sundaes.
That's Denny's.
I know. Then I said, never mind. Denny's does it for free and they don't question me. So I walk all the way to Denny's.
Okay.
I get the Denny's tin and I got tea.
So you were mad at IHOP for giving you free Sunday. You said, fuck the free Sunday.
I went to get the free food.
So we went... I know, wait. Okay, they didn't give you free food.
No, Denny's gave me free food.
Oh, but you said you got the tea.
I got the tea. So when the thing came, usually I thought it's 100% free. The bitch said, oh, you gotta pay for the tea.
You are so dumb. I just don't understand. Becky's dying at you right now. She's laughing at you. Like, how do you not know that? I think it's like the Grand Slam that's free or something like that.
Oh, it's not anymore. Now you gotta just build your own.
Oh, build your own Grand Slam.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now I paid $6 for it.
Okay.
You mean for the tea?
For the tea.
The tea, $6?
$6.
Water in a tea bag?
Thank you. Flavored water.
Okay.
At first, I was happy for the food until I had to pay the $6. At this point, I'm just like, let me go home. Call the day quick.
Fair.
I got home, napped for the rest of the day. That's the only best part of my Monday.
Okay. Tuesday.
Tuesday. Oh my.
Bro, imagine only on Tuesday.
You know what? Okay. Let's just cut it. Let me tell you,
the entire week
was just not going as planned. Tuesday was just fuck up. Was it Tuesday you took the car?
Oh, yo. Let's talk about it.
Okay, yo, what happened?
So, boom. Remember, like, I think it was Tuesday.
Yeah, it was Tuesday.
So, like, remember it was raining, storm, whatever. Weather was a little shitty, you know? I'm like, all right, boom, and I have a one, two, missions to run. I'm like, yo, sunshine, like, I'm going to use the whip. Get me? Boom. Roll my spliff. Actually, I don't think I rolled my spliff because I'm like, yo, I'm not even 100% awake. I'm not trying to ball up right now. I'm just like, you know, wind down the window. Why you mean I'm busting up the highway? So now, like, I'm behind the whip.
Oh my god!
Turn on the windshield wipers. Why did one of them fly off the whip? Yo, bro. Yo, dog. No cap, bro. At this point, I feel like shit's broken on the car, but it doesn't break when sunshine has it. You know? The car waits until the nigga with money does it.
Oh no!
I had the car and something broke, fam. I made it literally. I literally came to his crib to get the car because I'm using it tomorrow. What do you mean? I made it 5 minutes away from my crib and the car broke down. $50 out my account.
God.
I'm like, bro, I'm not gonna ask you to go halves with me or pay for it. I'm like, I got it.
And then he had to Uber him to work too.
And I still had to Uber him to work. So I already spent like almost $5 just to fix the car and get this guy to his fucking thing. Yo, bro,
I was
fucking pissed. So the fucking windshield thing comes off and remind you, it's like 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning.
So you can't find it anywhere.
So I can't even get a new one.
Or you can't even get a new one on top of that. It's gone.
Even use the shit. So every time I forgot that it was broken, I'm here clicking the thing and I'll hear, yo, fam, bro. fed up, bro. I was I just dropped off the car and cut, bro. Because I'm like, yo. And then he messaged me, and I was at work, and like, I'm already tired.
Yeah, because I messaged. That was on Wednesday.
Yeah, I messaged him on Wednesday.
I was like, yo, what happened to the windshield, man?
He was in the car, fam. If you think this in the car, it would have been off
it
still,
bro. It would have been on, Sunshine. Come on.
I was cheesed. Like, not even, like, a good, like.
Mind you, that one, too, was crazy, because I had to go to work. I decided, oh, since I didn't get to drop the resume on Monday, I figured the new address. I would drop it on Wednesday. Someone called me and was like, oh, I need something. It's an emergency. One of the people I work with.
Yeah.
Now I had to drive all the way to Aurora.
Aurora?
Depends.
Okay. Aurora.
With no fucking windshield.
No windshield wiper, and you're in Aurora.
It was raining.
Are you talking about the windshield wiper, fam? The car can go that far?
Shut up.
What car do you drive?
It's not the type of car.
I would like to know.
Nah, it's not about the car. It's about the brakes, fam. The car.
Oh, you still gonna fix the brakes all now?
Or which brakes are you? Oh, you're talking about your car.
You're on the wrong
one. Oh, you got a new one. I'm thinking about
BBJ.
Yeah, BBJ, long gone.
I miss BBJ.
Oh my god.
But anyways, long intro short. My week was terrible.
Those guys changed the underneath of that Acura and it never drove the same again. When this guy told me they changed like the whole bottom of the car, I'm like, yo, fam.
Because they had to touch the transmission, right?
They touched something, alright.
They touched the whole entire thing. Just fuck up the entire car. Right? Niggas had to just sell it, man.
Fucking retirement,
bro. I had to fucking sell the car. I had to let it go. And I think some guys in Nigeria is enjoying that shit right now.
Yeah, because they probably fixed
it. Yeah, it's easier to fix in Nigeria. The bitch I was trying to fix it said, oh, bring four bills. I was like, I'll buy a new car. Four bands? I'll get a new car. I don't need to give you that. I said, send the bitch to Nigeria. But yeah. What else happened? Oh, yeah. I was supposed to work at one location, and last minute, it got changed. My whole entire week was fucked. We give glory to God that I'm alive and I'm here right now.
My week wasn't that fucked. It was just work. Yo, work just had me in a
frenzy.
Yeah, no cap. And then like, man's just doing the most at work. And then these guys brought new people into our department. So imagine I'm training two new people on how to do shit. Plus, they asked me to do almost everything because I'm the only one that really knows everything.
Yikes.
And then the person that they replaced for the other guy that moved apartments is just dumb and slow, fam. Bro, what do you mean one Friday this guy took an hour washing break, fam?
Maybe he had to release himself.
If this wasn't work, fam, I would have crushed you.
He doesn't care about the job.
When I was working construction, like, remember, I'm working with all niggas. Mm-hmm. I would tee up on them niggas, bro. Like, I would tell them to go fuck themselves. I'd throw hands with them if it came down to it.
Why?
No, I'm working at a warehouse and, like, it's a department with mostly females. Like, I'm really only there to do all the heavy lifting.
Mm.
So it's just like, yo, bro, I can't even go toes with these guys. These guys are like 50, 60. Like, and but they be doing the most. And it's just like, yeah, I can't even.
You can't do nothing. Like, you
know,
shit.
So now, because like, you know, I'm just here keeping my calm, just trying to keep my head low and just get this bread and do what I have to do for 2024. It's just like, you know, I'm just letting mans do what they want and say what they want. It's just like, yo, fam, you guys don't even know if I flip the switch. Like,
what's wrong?
Because I don't even care about the job that much. I'd fuck up everything in here and cut. I even showed my manager, I'm like, yo, bro, like, I'm not staying here past March and I'm not even giving them a 2 weeks notice.
I go when I go. Honestly, I know those talk ones. About that. Why do we always notice? Have to give 2 weeks?
You know why
notice?
They need 2 weeks? So they can put out the line. So they can replace you.
But when you hired me, you didn't take 2 week process.
But they need you. It was probably a 2 week to
I
find
don't,
you.
No, I don't like that. And people tell you, oh, you have to be respectable of the job and the people that work there.
Because sometimes you have to use it as a reference. They don't even care about me. Yeah, they don't care about you. I'm telling you now. I used to work at Cineplex back before COVID.
And I'm still mad I never got a free movie for that.
Man, it's not even worth it. I'm telling you. It's not worth it. I know you do. You're watching some shit movie right now, but we're not going to talk about that. Right, Becky?
I swear, if you're looking for something to binge this weekend on Netflix, do Champion.
No.
He bangs.
He's literally requesting you to watch or suggesting you to watch an R-rated High School Musical with black people. That's exactly what he's trying
to
do.
And they speak British English.
Oh, and?
It slaps.
Raza, please.
It slaps.
But anyways, so I want to chat about this topic that we have on the top of our list.
Okay.
Jada. And Stefflon Don.
Jada fuck, dog. Jada fuck, right? And Jada fuck. I said, ooh. What the fuck?
Okay, so I don't understand. Like, I understand what's going on, but I know they can't be fighting over Burna Boy. Like, no way. This has to be more
first
than Burna Boy.
First of all, my first all take to that is, it's 2024. Let us start by recognizing that a Nigerian man saved dancehall.
Wait, what?
What? I'm not involved. Yeah. He just got boxed in the back of his neck for saying that.
Stupid, bro.
All I'm
saying, Jamaican saved Afrobeats. Like,
Burna Boy is the reason.
Those aren't even comparable, brother. Are you stupid? Are you sick? Are you mental, fam?
All I'm saying.
Bro, what?
They would not be going this hard if it wasn't Burna Boy.
What are you saying? They're fighting over Burna Boy.
Mediocre Jamaican beef, fam. Have you heard real dancehall rap battles? Like real disses, fam? Like real gun talks, fam? Are you crazy?
Not him saying all this, guys. We have a strong Jamaican in here.
I don't care about the beef. Jada Kingdoms has a fat ass. I take Jada Kingdom over Steph London just because she has a
just
because
of the looks?
Yes!
But she rap better though.
Have you seen that jiggle? Have you seen the move? Who the fuck is Stefflon Don? Who's that? I see Jada Kingdom regardless more than I see Stefflon Don. I don't care who's the bigger artist. I know who has the bigger butt.
What?
That's what matters.
Anyways, they're beefing over Burna Boy. It just shows you that Nigerian men will break your heart and have you in confusion. African men in general will have you in confusion. Look at this nonsense. Beefing over Burna Boy, and Burna Boy doesn't even want any of you. Like, I'm so confused.
No, I feel like Burna Boy put himself in that position. First track was I have to say bye bye to the love of my life.
Oh, that was Stefflon Don.
If you were the girl there listening to your ex talking to you like that, you feel, you be like, you
but they
know
were broken
what?
Up and it was a breakup song.
And then on a different song, talking about the best pom pom is in Kingston, so it by breaking for Jada Kingdom.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So if you're the new side chick that's just enjoying breaking too, you
but
be
then
gassed
she got
up.
She got a new car from him though, so.
But who said it was him that bought the car?
I know, that's the fucked up part. I haven't seen nothing yet. Everyone's saying it was him.
I don't know.
Sorry
to be determined.
Was it him?
And Stefflon Don really sucks. Like it's three attempts to make like a decent song.
No, the first one she had it was good. And then Jada Kingdom came with her.
Jada Kingdom ate her.
Why don't you care about female rap beef?
Because like, it's not like listening to male artists. Like male,
you just want people to die. You want them to shoot guns.
Really hit some spots.
Do you see why I say we need another female in here? You guys are with me here, Philly.
I'm not with him.
I'm not saying. Like, I don't know. Like,
because Remy Ma, Nicki Minaj beef was hot.
Yeah, and Lil Kim
can rap.
So you're saying Nicki can't rap?
Uh-oh.
I don't like Nicki like that. Nicki only.
Ooh, the barbs are coming for you. I already hear them coming. Oh my god, I'm scared.
Yo, bro, guys, Nicki's a great artist. Like, she can do her thing. She
Lucky's
to me,
opinion
she
does not represent Phillies and
Why
Sunshine.
Why would I be saying I like an artist that doesn't appeal to me? Her music doesn't appeal to me, fam. Her music is not for me. It's
I know. I so why understandable. Very understandable.
Exactly.
Very understandable.
We get it. Don't worry. We get you.
But you don't let female rap beef continue?
No, because like, it's not all that more times. Not all female artists are like that. They're not vocally talented like that. They're not freestylers. Not like
majority,
you know,
of them low-key do have ghostwriters. I can't lie. So it's just
like, that is also very true.
Like sometimes, like it's not like when like they actually put out a track where it's like time and effort's being put into it. Like a rap battle or diss tracks are like, bro, you have to reply like this. Like,
yeah, that was why it pissed me off when Stefflon Don waited 24 hours.
And like the thing is also just
to reply.
It's just like, I don't know, like it's just not
it just doesn't cut it for you.
It doesn't cut it for you.
And I don't listen to a lot of female artists like that. Like I'm gonna keep it a buck.
So
if I listen to a female artist, like I'm gonna listen to like Young M.A. She can rap. Like I'm gonna listen to like rappers.
No, Lucky, I get what you're saying, Philly. Lucky.
I get what you're saying.
Because personally too,
so I can't even be like, oh, like this is my favorite artist. I just don't care about either
and
of them.
That was how it started for me. I think
when I heard the songs, like it wasn't.
It wasn't even the song. It's the TikToks that got me invested,
bro. I didn't
really.
It was the TikTok and the Twitter
that got me because I seen
it as it was coming in, and I just kept scrolling past it. Like it's generally, I'm not doing this with you guys. But when I got on TikTok and people were deciphering and ripping people apart, I was like, oh wait.
Dude, it's crazy.
Jada won, so like,
Jada won, point blank. Jada won. Someone she already said, won for the sample anyway, so it doesn't even matter.
I don't know if I can find the tweet. Someone said Stefflon Dunn is used
to. Raps are getting it. Her butt is fat.
Get over the we ass, get it. Man.
Her ass is fat.
Like, no, she got a planet on each cheek.
Oh my god.
Like, nah, she's walking around with more than a dump truck.
I wish I had that body. It's okay. I'm gonna get it one day.
Like, I see some fat ass.
Like, oh my god! That body did you see the
video
out
of her getting back shot too?
What video? Where are you? What are you looking at?
None of you saw it.
We don't look at pornography. What is that?
Ooh, because what's King Von's little ex girlfriend?
Asian doll. She's a dummy.
When
issue.
She got involved,
she's so big. She wanted to be involved. She just wanted to be talked, spoken to. Out.
And I was like, wait. She's I was okay. looking at the tattoos. I was like, oh, that's as her.
Did it look nice?
Her.
Whoa!
That's a fat butt. Like,
that's a
if I was Brenda Boy and I was fucking Jada Kingdom, bro, I'd have bought her a couple Birkins too.
Oh my lord!
Like, I'd have bought a couple Birkins too. Because what did he say in the track? He said, "Yeah, he has the bread now, so he's gonna buy a couple more." Like, if I have the money,
I'll buy a couple more.
Buy her a Birkin, shit.
But I also think it's a very smart move for Jada to sample that part.
It was the best move. It was just, obviously it burned her. It killed her inside. Yeah. Like, oh shit, no way you did that. So that's like, why she came back again and failed.
That's also the thing. If somebody that my alleged mm-hmm. man mm-hmm. at something with mm-hmm. and he sang about
uh-huh.
says that to me, mm-hmm. I'm calling it a day. It's
yeah,
over.
It's over. From that standpoint, I was like, fuck it.
Yeah,
I'll like,
say,
you know?
Fuck it. You have
but
it.
She came just to say,
as a woman
yeah.
with your big titty chest.
Mm-mm.
Came back to defend the man that is buying Birkin for good pum pum, allegedly implies that yours wasn't good enough.
That sucks.
And then she also said, like,
I'm sorry.
Like, man's were deciphering the track, and it's actually funny because, like, regardless of what Steph said, like, a lot of them were just compliments. Like, she said, like, what Jada gets paid to get fucked or whatever.
Yeah,
but, like,
and the guy that didn't bring
said,
that,
a lot of these guys are getting fucked
for free.
Yeah,
what?
Literally, literally.
Yo, bro.
She said, Jada pum pum is as big as the London Bridge. I said, why would you do that?
Yeah, I don't
London,
know.
Fam. So you're just saying she's bigger than you regardless. She's the bigger artist, like, fam. Like, just cut it out, bro.
Yeah, she lost anyways. She lost. End of story. End of story.
Talking about someone that lost everything, Jonathan Majors.
What a loser.
Oh,
what
my
a,
God.
What a fucking loser. I'm
the
so
year started
sorry
with series of
like
losers.
That. What a loser. You, I'm not going to talk to
you. Why are you mad?
You did all that. You lost your placement in Marvel whatever world over
big
a white shorty.
Bag. And you know, it met the shorty on one of the Marvel.
The sets?
Yeah, sets.
And met
Ant-Man,
her.
Actually.
And then turned around and looked at her and said, you need to act like Coretta and Condoleezza Rice.
Did
and you're
you
telling
watch
that to
the
a white
new
lady?
Interview too?
I watched half of it.
Because he
all of
was
it.
Like, oh, thank God for Megan Good because she's acting like
Coretta.
I said, brother, let the dead rest in peace. Leave it.
Leave the man's wife alone.
Leave the man's wife. That's the best time to clip in the Will Smith.
Literally.
Leave my wife name out of your mouth. Like, brother.
What does Coretta have to do with your hooligan girlfriend, Megan Good? Like, why would you even
why would
support
you call
this
pause,
man?
Slow down.
Just because she's sweet doesn't mean she's not a hooligan. I'm sorry. Like, I don't care. You left a pastor, a praying man, a God-fearing man for this hooligan that's going to jail? Okay, bye.
When you put it like that, that's... Wow.
Exactly. I'm right. Why would you leave a praying man? A man that prayed for you and even prayed for Instagram and everything like that for you to turn around.
Is he really a pastor or is he just showing for people?
Yeah,
he's,
no one really
he's God-fearing.
Deep down.
You don't know, but he's God-fearing. End of story.
Oh, we don't know that.
You don't know that for real.
The image is showing he's God-fearing.
No, I don't know. Well, it's better. I'd rather be with him than this man right here that's going to jail over a white lady. So, mind of business. I don't care.
Also, I feel like as a society, if someone have a white body, it's
but
a no-go area.
A white body?
If you catch a white body, like if you fuck a white person at any point in your life,
I don't even know what to say.
I think that's
see.
Dirty.
What you mean by
I'm
that?
Not talking too much.
Let me look at you again. When I say this. Have you fucked a white person before?
Yes, I've dibbled and dabbled.
Oh my goodness. What? You are disgusting. You are
to get it back in blood.
What are you getting it back? It's not even the same. It's not fun.
What's not fun?
What do you know? How do you know it's not fun?
Yeah, like
I've never been there.
But how do you know it's not
have
fun?
Have you seen porn?
I don't watch porn, I'm sorry.
Oh my god. I'm wearing a bunch of losers today.
I don't watch pornography.
This is fucking white people. You why would you
watch pornography?
What the fuck is Lena Paul?
A white porn star.
Oh, okay.
See, I would not know. Okay, I'm on tastyblack.com. I am not seeing nothing white.
Did you not just say, you know what? See, as long as we had the same reaction, that's okay. It's okay.
I'm a pray for you, bro.
But no, back to brother. Jonathan needs to shut up. And I feel so bad for him because that Marvel check, bro, it's like a 10-year contract.
He just fumbled the whole thing.
Plus, if you really think about it, this is just white people being terrible. Because what they cut him for has nothing to do with us. Like,
no, but I see another angle of it.
No, yeah. The mm-hmm. only thing he's getting charged for is the fact that
he sprayed her finger.
No, not even that, because they disproved that. It's him pushing her back into the car so he could run away from her.
That's it.
That's why he lost all the bag.
You know how it goes for black people, so no longer.
That's why he lost the bag. They said, how dare you protect yourself from a white woman?
That's a big L. That sucks. Stupid it really L. sucks.
Knows, probably it's just, you know, some like probably he has something bigger in store. Like,
there's nothing bigger. Marvel
no,
check.
No one's gonna. No
there's
one's
nothing
no one's
bigger
gonna
than a Marvel check.
I don't know.
There's nothing.
I don't
bigger.
Think so. I doubt it. That. After Marvel that. Publicly dropping you, I don't know who's gonna.
Yeah,
pick you up
like
that. Maybe Tyler Perry. But
then again,
anyone that really, yo, honestly, bro, depending on the route you go. But like at the end of the day, any real person looking at that case knows that's fuck up, bro. Mm-hmm. Any real person, like obviously, mans aren't gonna want to touch him. But like, there's bare artists that people, bare artists and celebrities, people thought were never gonna touch. Like, who the fuck would have thought Chris Brown would have recovered?
I don't think he still has recovered.
I don't think he still has. I was gonna say
I don't think
so.
Chris Brown has recovered.
He's, no,
fully
listen,
yet.
He still has fans no, and stuff, no. but he the media still ha- they don't he, rate him
in, outside no, of no, North
no.
America.
No, you guys pick and choose when you guys want to bring that shit up. Speak
me, I still like Chris Brown. I'm so sorry. I can put the music. Music and everything outside.
But I hear that. But I'm saying, if mans really think about it, mans are not hating on Chris Brown like that. Maybe when some bullshit comes up, they decide to bring up, oh, he
but that's the problem. But that no, that's a problem.
But that
bullshit keeps coming
up. His bag. He hasn't lost bread. Mans are telling me he lost money.
No, he did. If
he didn't
Chris
lose money.
Brown, if no, he did. If Chris huh? Brown didn't
probably
have
in the,
no,
in the,
wait. If that situation did not happen, it might have been one, if not the biggest R&B artist right now.
People said he would have been on MJ level. That never happened.
That's what
he sings. He dances. He acts. Produces, he does everything.
The greatest.
Man still hold him to that caliber, regardless if they want to admit it because of
the accolade doesn't come with the caliber. He's never been on any award shows. What are you talking about?
Because they don't rate him. We don't care about award shows.
So he lost bags.
No. No.
Are you mental, fam? His career is based off of trophies, brother.
Oh my god.
He still has a career. Even though some people don't rate him, he still has a career.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, but he didn't lose any. He didn't lose anything crazy. No,
he would
no,
be bigger.
No.
Previous.
Okay,
fine. Regardless, the numbers are still talking. Whether they want to give him the physical trophy or not,
he still has a bag. It doesn't matter.
I know.
At the end of the day,
my argument is just bro, it would be bigger. He would
we
be
know
a
that.
Bigger person by now.
I think he would be bigger. He would just have the trophies he's not getting, fam. Like, that's it. It'll just be. It'll just
no,
be
I think he'd be bigger.
I
think
he'd
be bigger.
Be bigger.
He'd be bigger.
Because there'll be more dolls hoping for him.
And it sucks that this happened to him because they were literally so young. He was like 16, 17, 18. And on top of it, if you watch the thing on Netflix, it was Rihanna and him. I think Rihanna hit him first or some nonsense like that. You know, you watched it, right?
I read about it. But it's like, yeah, like, you can say he'd have been bigger, but like, man, like, even think about it, a lot of celebrities haven't recovered from even smaller shit like that. Than that. So the fact that like your talent and shit still shines through, like, there's still going to be a bag there. Maybe it's not the bag most mans want for you, but at the end of the day,
oh my god, quick question, who could replace Jonathan Majors in Marvel? Who would be
they
the
had
go-to?
I forgot what his name is, but they had him there. It was a good black guy. I have to Google it. You guys chat.
I'm thinking what's that Ghanaian guy? Actually, no, not him. Oh, Denzel Washington's son could be hit.
Denzel Washington's son?
Yes.
What are you saying?
Denzel's son. The guy in Creator.
Does he act?
What the fuck?
Oh, the black guy that was playing in Creator?
Does he act good? Does he act just like his dad?
Oh, he's as good as his dad. I think it could be Kang.
I'm
not making no Denzel Washington. He's a good actor. I don't know.
he's as good as his dad.
I don't know.
Are you sure?
I don't know about that.
You don't know Denzel's son?
I don't know what his name is.
What movies are you basing this quota off of?
The Creator? Not The Creator. Like two movies before The Creator. He had the one on Netflix where he got lost and he has to save himself.
Which one? John David Washington or Malcolm Washington?
That's a good question. That's I didn't know that nigga had sons. Now he has two. Jesus.
Somebody catch me up.
He is the son of actor Denzel Washington. He started his career in football, Morehouse, Yeah, one of them is an actor, not all of them.
Yeah, give me one second. I'll
you
find
see, you don't even name. Have your facts right. You're just yapping
around. I will find it out for you.
Don't find anything for me. I already found it.
So what's his name?
I think it's Malcolm.
Is it Malcolm?
Oh, fuck. Are they both actors? Oh, this is trash. I don't know. Google's
John David.
John David?
John David, okay, I see.
All about the Creator. Okay, yeah.
John David is who I'm talking about. Okay. I think he could... Yes, he could kill Kang. He would buddy that role.
No.
Easy.
No.
I would say, what's the guy... the one from the... Oh, no, he can't do it because it's probably going to be Blade. Mashallah Ali.
Oh, my God. I love him. He's going to be Blade, so he cannot do it. I love him. What is the freaking thing called? I'm trying to find the new man for the... What's the Marvel movie called? You don't
Which
know?
Which one?
The new one that's supposed to be coming out that replaced Jonathan Majors. What is that?
Ant-Man.
No.
Yeah.
Marvel. Ant-Man. Cast. Ant-Man? It's not Ant-Man. It's what are you saying Ant-Man. Right now? Or Ant-Man, Ant-Man and the Wasp? What?
Quantumania?
Quantumania? That's the one?
That's the one that already came out. That's the last one.
That's the one that he was in 50 Cent.
50 Cent?
No, I was reading something.
What the fuck? 50 Cent after
Hold on. 401Es, we're taking a quick pause. We need Google stuff. Hold on.
Yo, no cap. I want these New Balances. These are sexy.
Which one? New Balances are coming back. And they're not coming back as white people shoe.
Bam, New Balance. They slap. The craziest return stone.
We have to take a quick pause. You gotta edit this out. Hold on. Cause I'm just on the hunt. Hold on.
I'm also. Oh wow, there's actually a list of 10 possible people that could do it.
Who?
But honestly, while they look for that, like the craziest.
John Boyega, but like, John Boyega already turned it down.
He did?
He did. He already turned it down. He's Why? Not doing it.
I don't even think he would have.
Why know. Would someone say Will Smith?
I don't like Will Smith anymore. I'm so sorry. Like, if we're going back John to the Oscar David, slap, yeah. I don't like Will Smith. Let's just leave Why it as that.
Yahya Abdul could do it too.
Who? Yeah, I have to see their faces.
On a big mountain, all right, this guy. I can do it too still.
Yahya Davis
could do
He's
it.
He's the man from Black Mirror, Striking Viper. Yo, that episode, guess man's cheesed. I love that episode. Have you guys watched it before?
Mm-mm.
No?
Uh-huh. Oh, you know?
You have, Becky? Yeah.
Imagine, what's good... on the Toronto dating scene?
That bitches. One is Rebecca. Rebecca put that on there.
The bitches.
We let us slow it before we get because I know I have no words. I'm just gonna be laughing all through
the dating scene. Is that what I'm seeing on here?
I don't even partake in that. Realistically, who cares about Best Buy removing DVDs? Like,
I do.
When's the last time y'all bought a DVD?
That's not the point. That's not the point. Man's going to go back to that.
Hold on. So, man's want a store to keep a service that they're not paying for.
Fam, yeah. Well, I'd rather go and buy my DVDs. And look, if you take away the
DVD. When's the last time you bought a DVD and you don't
doesn't
have
matter.
It again?
Doesn't matter.
Order it on Amazon, bro. Wait for it. What the hell?
Why would I order on Amazon?
Because you're not going to Best Buy to buy it, clearly.
Yeah, I am. I am. What do you know? I am.
Wait, if you guys don't know what we're talking about, so January 1st, it came out that Best Buy is going to be taking out all physical DVDs.
Amen.
Out of and DVD players?
Yes. Oh, fam, shoot. When was the last time you even saw a DVD player?
I have one at home. Best don't Buy? Don't do
no, so no, no, no. At a shopping plot anywhere.
Walmart?
Walmart does not have a DVD player.
What? Why would Walmart sell DVD players? They don't?
They don't. They just carry DVDs.
Really?
Yes. The only closest thing to a DVD player is PlayStation. And that's if you order the one with the Blu-ray version.
Do you have that one?
Nope.
PlayStation's Blu-ray. What Blu-ray disc are more expensive?
Yeah, I haven't even heard that word in so long. Blu-ray.
Oh, that's God. The only. That's the closest thing to a DVD player.
Blu-ray since like PS3, bro. That's when like they first introduced like watching movies on systems. Yeah, and that's it.
Which is not my problem, because if you guys really think about it, if the options now is to pay for streaming service. Mm-hmm. Whenever your subscription is not being up to date,
you can't watch jack shit.
Everything is gone. That is totally different from you having your physical DVD.
You have your physical DVD, you can replay you, the same movie 20 damn times.
So okay. It's so hurt. Like, it hurt my soul when I saw that. I can't believe
we're in that like generation now that we're really watching like shit that we used to use and shit like that get wiped off the face of the earth. Yeah. Like, that's fucking crazy.
Like, Spotify just told me the other day, if I don't pay, all my playlist is gone.
Really?
Yes.
Oh shoot. But Apple Music does that too. If you don't pay, you can't listen to music.
But with Spotify, I don't think you can get it back. You have to start over again.
Over again?
It sucks.
And Spotify, I'm just like, count your days. That's what to say. I always say Apple Music. Hey.
It sucks. So what's your take on streaming service? Do you think it's gonna get better?
It's gonna get more expensive.
Do you think it's gonna, you know what?
That's it.
I do see that.
That's all.
If the competition is completely gone from the stores.
You know what I miss? I miss like, what's that thing called? Not iTunes. It was this app, PlayTube, where you could download things from YouTube onto your phone. This is when the iPhone 4 was out.
Yeah. You know what? I still do it now. I will go on Torrent, download whatever file I want, music.
Yeah.
I have an unreleased Drake album on my phone.
Okay, not the hacker. You guys hear this? You're just outing yourself right now.
We did that last episode.
Yeah. Whoa.
And then you just put it on your iTunes and then it kind of just reflects on
I still use other. MP3 converters and for the songs I can't get.
On YouTube, I like. Just
right on my phone.
Good old days. Do you guys ever burn CDs?
Burn CDs? Of course I did. I have some at home.
I love
from LimeWire. Hello.
From LimeWire. Bring back LimeWire. Was Soulja Boy not trying to do that last year?
Well, there's no point of LimeWire. She was so fake. Like, and there was one time where you would download a fake song. Virus? And you would get like a clip of Bill Clinton saying like, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Every single time. Shit, whack as hell.
The days where hackers were always putting virus on LimeWire. I love those days.
There was LimeWire and then there was BearShare.
There was WapTrick for all the Africans.
Oh.
WapTrick was the joint.
This is iRocking.com for more Nigerian music anytime.
I hate iRocking.com. And it's only because of that fucking intro.
I love that intro. And they put
that intro in the middle of while the song is playing. Yeah. Like, take it away.
But that makes the song extra good. I'm sorry.
No, I hate it. Like, you be dancing all of a sudden. Yeah, this is iRocking. Shut up.
No, we have the same thing. It's called Ganemotion.com for more hit music. Something like that.
Nah, I don't like that.
I like it.
But yeah, moving on to other weird things that's happening. There was an alien in Miami.
I don't believe that. Next.
According to Twitter.
I don't believe that. Next.
You guys don't believe it?
No. I don't believe in UFOs.
I think something suspicious.
Something weird was going on.
Because like even like people that live down there was like, yo, they've never seen that much feds on the strip. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And
like
something going on.
It was because a couple teenagers were like, I think, breaking into a store. Like,
which does not make sense.
And it's just like for a couple teenagers, like probably like, you know, like 5-6 cruisers, but almost
whole entire strip was locked
not
up.
Not aliens, guys. Come on, guys, get real.
My thing with like, everyone saying alien is
imagine seeing aliens in the mall. Like,
I never see a video.
Every 2 seconds, imagine want to talk about World Star, and y'all seen a fucking alien.
And they didn't record nothing. Like, stop. Like,
the one time,
but an alien got
no video. No video. I hate it. And they said the motherfucker was like 8 feet tall. So, how did everybody miss it?
How did everybody miss it? People are recording from the
Top birds,
I view.
Had no legs, no arms, or just floating.
What are you talking about? Stop lying. I hate that shit.
8-foot helium balloons just floating.
But guys, think about this. An alternate universe where aliens actually crash Earth. Would you think you would survive? Or would you coexist properly with...
Yo, just put me in the bunker, yo. Put me in the bunker.
Survive, bro. I'm killing whatever tries to kill me. But we all know the government. The government's going to shoot first and ask dumbass questions
later. Yeah.
So they might just get wiped out. Honestly, bro.
Yeah.
The government going to get us smoked either way. Like, even if the people want peace, the government wants war. And honestly, bro, if aliens came, we getting packed.
Getting super packed.
Getting put in some Swisher Sweets. I just hope they put me in a vanilla blunt.
What?
I just hope they smoke me in a vanilla blunt. That's
bro.
It, man.
I just don't don't believe in no aliens. Just call it a day.
You don't believe in aliens? Why?
I believe in the Holy Spirit. That's what I believe in.
Wait, about what?
Aliens. Aliens. Why? I don't know why you guys believe in aliens.
Okay, forget about aliens. But do you think like there's a possibility that there's life on different planets that we just haven't found? Do you think
carefully?
Let me say a little different. Do you think there's another Earth out there with other humans living a different life, completely opposite from ours, and we just don't know about it?
Possibly.
So, what do you think aliens are?
What are you fucking saying? Do you know what aliens are? Have you watched?
Alien is something.
The definitions for aliens in the dictionary.
Is it extraterrestrial?
No.
Like, that's why they call Mexicans aliens. Because, like, once they come to the state, it's just the terminology, it's the bro. Even me dissing. Like, bro, if you look it up, bro, like,
definition of aliens.
Oh, is that why people say legal aliens?
Yes.
I'm a legal alien. I'm a legal alien. I'm an African. Okay, sorry. You guys don't know that one?
No.
You don't know that one?
No.
How are you African? You don't know that?
No.
Are you joking?
I'm dead.
You don't know that either?
I'm a Jamaican man.
Okay, but you didn't hear that? You never heard of that?
No,
never. Oh, man. Maybe I watched too much.
But yeah, if you believe in that, how is it so hard for you to believe in aliens?
Because I think the way aliens have been portrayed our whole lives, like green or something like that. I just don't care.
Or they're electronic, like transformers. Like, there's always some bullshit to how aliens are, but like, I definitely.
What if they're just human too?
I just said that, brother.
Did you?
That was the question.
He literally just said that. But like I said, if it's like that, then yeah, sure. But the way it's been portrayed everyone's whole life, it's a slimy thing. If you watch, what's that thing with Will Smith and whatever? Men in Black.
Men in Black.
Remembrance Day?
No, Men in Black with the aliens or whatever.
Independence Day, Remembrance Day. Yo, same shit. I think there's a movie called Remembrance Day too, bro.
What the hell? It's Men in Black, I'm sure.
Jeffrey Epstein has a show on Netflix?
A documentary,
yeah.
I want to watch that shit.
I don't even like him. Forget it. I don't want to hear about that because that's dirt and gross and nasty. End of story.
Oh my God. That's why he died.
Yeah, of course. Did he kill himself?
He killed himself.
Yikes. Trigger warning. Oh no.
Okay.
Why'd you say oh no?
Like, it's sad when people do
Wrap
that.
Wrap him up.
He knew he was going to get caught. That's why.
I don't think it's about getting caught because he already got caught.
Oh, he did?
But some
that's why he was in jail?
Okay. Right? For all the charges that's already coming. Mm-hmm. My thing is, I think he unalived himself just because he cannot stand all the consequences of everything that's going to fall on him.
Of course.
I feel like he snitched before he died. Like there, maybe. I feel like he name dropped, fam. Because like, if you think about how much powerful people he's about to...
Bill Clinton.
It's like, fam, even jail...
Hillary Clinton,
Secret Service, bro. Even if you change your name, if they put you in witness protection, fam, the it's amount not of high level people you're about to fuck up, bro, mm-hmm. you'd have died regardless. Mm-hmm. Like, you wouldn't even have had a life to live regardless. Bro.
They would have got him a long time ago.
Mm. And I'm pretty sure, like, I don't think you'd have survived in jail. They would have probably packed you.
Well, like, speaking of jail, let's get to Gypsy Rose real quick, okay? Gypsy.
That's the person Gypsy I know nothing.
Gypsy Rose.
Why did you say it like that?
I don't know.
Gypsy Rose, we were talking about it earlier before you got here, Lucky. We were just talking about how I was saying how she adapted to the world so quick. I just don't understand on how she's able to come out of jail and she's already on TikTok. She already knows all the slang. Like, what was happening in that jail that you're already so?
I think the better question is the fact that you think jail is actually completely removed from reality.
And you have to remember she was probably getting mental help way before, like, she was actually in, like, a physical jail cell like that. Remember, like, she was going through bear shit. So, like, mental hospitals are a lot different from being in a jail.
No, I'm not saying she's supposed to be crazy, but it's the fact that she's adapting to the world.
I'm saying, like, obviously, like, they had to look at her, like, bro, like, look at the shit that she was going through, like... Anyone would need a mental hospital, fam. Like, come on now. That shit was bizarre.
Yeah,
like,
they said she got some therapy. I like her. She's so cool. But like, then I forget she's a murderer. So then I'm like, oh, but fuck.
Like, you also have to remember, like, it's not like they're not keeping up to date in the jail. Like, it's not like she was, like,
just cast away somewhere. You
know? Yeah. Maybe.
But I still don't know her. All I know about her is
when she... guy?
Her man.
Oh.
You know what's crazy? Her actual boyfriend that did the murder is still in jail.
Life. He's serving life.
He's still in jail.
That's what I
He's serving life like, and she's already out there doing world tour.
She had a man while she was getting drugged up like that?
Yes.
While she looked like that?
No, it's not while she was getting...
She had a man?
Yes. She had a boyfriend.
She had a man?
She had a man, and then on top of it, her mom didn't want her to have a man. And then there was a thing she was talking about how they actually left the movie theater. Like, it was them three, the mom, the man, and her. They went to the movie theater, and then the Gypsy and the man left the movie theater and had sex in the disabled bathroom. That was her man, like dead ass on everything. Yes, in the wheelchair.
And her other man's in jail.
And her other man's serving life. Because he's the one who actually killed the mom.
So, I need to read the story still.
You do. Her man is the one who actually stabbed her and actually like did the murder.
My thing she was is, just it's very there. Questionable that someone said, let us kill my mom, and you did not go through reasoning levels with them. Mm-hmm. You instantly just, you're sick it's yourself.
Not like she didn't have a reason to pack her mom, bro.
No, that's not the problem. She had a personal beef to pack the mom. I'm talking about the man.
The man, yeah, the man didn't even sit back and say, whoa,
like,
hey.
It's like, if my girl comes to me and say, yo, I'm trying to pack my mom, I'll be like, yo.
I'm scared.
That D-League player that just threw his life away because he wanted to go pack the shorty because his girlfriend said so.
People are stupid.
You are crazy. You
do for pokes, man. Holy, get this nigga's help.
Not the type of shit.
Get this nigga's help.
People are crazy.
To beat up his hair in bed. Like,
what?
What? Imagine here.
Fucking mic. What?
No, for real.
That is the most craziest thing. Yeah, her story is kind of like, it's fucked up still. Like,
and
how?
Because when people also bring out the new man and like, he left us in jail, that's the only thing I got is where she was like, oh, the jealousy because your D is better. And I was like, babes, I looked at the man, I'm like, I promise you.
You can't find it?
Okay, man.
Why?
What are you saying?
Have sex. She's digging for treasure.
Oh my! Off my.
She's a pirate at this point. Sorry.
A murdering pirate.
Anyways,
I seen that big nigga walking out. I seen the TikTok. I seen that big nigga. I was like, holy! I know who exactly she's wearing. That guy was walking through the cold like he was Thor, fam. You know when Thor let himself go? When everyone died, he was like, that?
That was so dumb. So dumb.
That's a big nigga, bro.
So
I know
dumb.
New missionary is not possible.
Oh my
maybe
God.
It is possible. What do you know?
Yeah, with her on top.
Oh, okay, bye. Goodbye.
If you really think about it, she might die.
Maybe
this time.
She might actually die.
You guys are so.
Oh, my stomach hurts.
I'm just saying, bro. That's a big nigga.
Don't kill me. Yo.
But now,
that guy looks like he's eating for all three. Bro, I thought he was
what?
A bodyguard at first, fam. Like, I thought he was there to protect her, and then I seen them holding hands.
I'm an ally. Don't fight you. Next.
Oh, my God. No, yeah,
it's a little different. I wasn't too sure about the relationship, but it's a little different. Nah.
So, speaking of relationship, hold on.
Yeah. Okay.
It's me talking about Halle Bailey and DDG. Salute to them for keeping that on the low. Salute to them for keeping that baby on the low ski. Even though we already knew.
Who were they keeping it from?
The world.
No. The fucking world knew.
And we knew. Man, we knew. But no. Bad. Yeah, we bro, knew. But they still kept it on the low.
Shorty's airing her shit out from the walk. What do you mean Shorty got it from the table? Man's like,
yeah. That
walk.
That was. The walk was crazy.
I'm like, you guys are sick.
Me, I just want to give credit to the families and friends.
The family and friends that didn't leak no pictures, no videos, no nothing.
They held. Because when she started gaslighting people about the nose thing.
I'm black. That's my nose. I said, girl, you know that's a pregnant nose. Because
if I'm your friend, I would just be laughing and buying something. What the fuck, bitch? They know you're pregnant.
And then in the caption when she released the pictures of the baby or whatever, she said the world is so desperate to be you. I said, oh, now you eating a sump. Yeah, we are.
I don't know who the us was.
Yeah, I don't know who the we is.
She definitely still ate us all up.
No, she just gaslit everyone. No,
why
me?
Do you keep saying that?
She ate you up. No,
she didn't eat nobody up. She ate everyone else up. There, she ate everyone else up. How about that?
Because I one thing I'm learning from this too is stay out of people's business.
Mm-hmm.
Just please stay
mind
out of
mind your business.
Because now you're doing all this FBI research. No.
But shout out to them. Because a lot of people, the rumors that have been going on with DDG fam, that would have broke a lot of relationships. So
and Ruby Rose, let's not forget that mix up. Okay.
First of all, Ruby Rose is sexy, okay? Take that away. But she's a dumb idiot. She's the worst type of ex to have.
She just talks.
She just
talks.
Did you see the last?
All she's doing is bringing more money into DDG's pockets.
She just talks like, babe, shut
every 2 seconds, DDG this, DDG that. Where do you think people are going to go? DDG's page?
But he already has a fan base, though. DDG been had a fan base from time.
And she's like, oh, I said I had the OnlyFans.
Over there.
Girl, she's fucking crazy.
She's like, fuck the publicity. Give it to DDG.
Said, DDG, help me make it OnlyFans. Okay, like, let it go.
I really
want the bag too. Like, see what I'm saying?
I heard that, and I'm like, it kind of like, if you take the contracts in, the fact that he encouraged you to make the OnlyFans. Ali, it's a whole totally different thing.
It's a relationship. It's a baby.
It's a perspective. But everyone knows this though. Like, depending on the female, it depends on how the nigga's gonna act. It's just facts.
To be honest,
the realer the female, the realer the nigga. Like, once you can tell, like, shorty's not serious, like, you know she's not.
Just really, treat her like she's not serious.
Like, I'm gonna treat you the way you act.
Oh, talking about treating you the way that. This is a better segue. Dating scene in Toronto, because Rebecca has that up there.
I don't want to talk about the dating scene in this stupid ass scene.
What is wrong with everything. The dating scene in Toronto?
Everything.
I would say living crisis.
No, everything. Men don't know what they want. That's the problem. Men in the city don't know what they want. They want to talk to Tisha. They want to talk to Keisha. They want to talk to LaToya. They want cash,
and they want to blow bottles in a club.
Oh, wait. My gosh, stop.
Hold on. I can name drop a few females that have been in all my dogs' DMs, fam.
Whoa, we're not name dropping. Like, hey!
No, but think about that. No, because you're here talking about, like, guys or this, guys don't know what they want, bro. There's bitches moving like some super treaches out here, bro.
Yeah, because you make us do that.
There's shorties probably battling for top thought right now, bro. My word.
What?
People are battling like that? I know shorties in relationships cheating, bro.
Oh, remember my 2017 now, movement, bro. Professional side, like, nigga. It's all because I know a lot of people cheating. The thing is, every time
the
dating
scene comes up, it's always the niggas, but never you bitches. Like, it's never the fact that some of you guys are fucking bonkers. Ooh. It's never the fact that a lot of you guys really have no emotion.
Jesus.
It's the fact that a lot of you guys just bottle hop and booth hop. Like, that's all you guys do, fam. Go and open up your mouth.
Damn.
That's it.
This one's a bit personal. I'm not gonna lie.
I wonder why mans are bringing out signs talking about who's running.
I think he's subtweeting somebody.
It's not even that. Every time I hear about the Toronto dating scene, it's always the niggas are this or the niggas are that, but it's never the shorties taking accountability for being dumb broads.
But that, oh my goodness.
Off my
wow.
Because, like, I'm not gonna say niggas are this or niggas aren't that, you know what I'm saying? But man's gotta put the blame on both sides, because there's some ain't shit bitches in the city, fam.
Wow.
There are girls out there that don't know what they want as well, blah blah blah. But majority of the time, it is niggas.
No, it's only case majority closed. Of the time niggas, because you guys love to run your mouth on the net. That's all you guys
okay,
do.
Okay, that was too personal.
No, hold on, fam. No, women just complain more than niggas. Every day, it's niggas ain't shit. Niggas do this. Niggas do that. But the same females complaining about these niggas are getting dogged by these niggas, fam. The same shorties talking about, yeah, this nigga ain't shit, is the same shorties that are in those ain't shit niggas messages getting fucked. Like, think about it. Really think
guys,
about
I wish
it,
you could see what he looks like right now. He's so pissed off.
Passionate.
Facts, bro. Cause yo, fam,
I can't argue with what he's saying.
Come up to me and be like, oh, lucky you're this, or lucky I know you talk to this and that person. Still. But majority of the time, fam, if a shorty finds out a talk, it's always rumors. It's always this, fam. No one can ever name drop and drop facts. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care if you want to accuse me of doing shit. At least come up with some receipts. Receipts, I can't do nothing with receipts. But none of y'all have none. It's just niggas that. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, bro, when it's happening to me, bro. It's just like, y'all are whack. Like, I've had shorties tell me, oh, I'm not loyal, or I'm not this, but those same shorties were
getting we're all talking
by my homies.
We still haven't got to the problem. What is the actual problem?
The city sucks. That's the problem. The city sucks, fam. Just say the city sucks. Like, Toronto as a whole, fam, like,
throw it away.
It needs work, fam. That's all around, it needs work.
Like, throw the city lying. Away. He's not it lying.
He's work. Not lying.
He's
so.
Not lying.
If more people in the city were positive and uplifting each other, fam, I'm pretty sure we wouldn't be having these problems. But every 2 seconds is somebody trying to beef this person, or somebody talking about this person, or some unnecessary beef, or this club's getting shot up, fam. There's so many unnecessary shit happening in such a small city that's so known, where it's just like, fam, who the fuck you gonna work with? Who you gonna talk to? Who you gonna network with? Because the same people, a lot of these people are trying. Even
the city is actually very, very small, because you could connect with somebody, and then the person's friend in the back does not like you, and it's just a whole bunch of mixed.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
There's so much animosity. So much people in the city, where it's like, I don't even think it's just the dating scene. I think it's just the atmosphere, the people,
just
the
relationships in general, not like committed relationships, like even friendships and shit like that. It's just down.
Oh no, talking about friendship on Twitter, people exposing themselves.
That's what we really need to talk about.
Oh,
I feel like the biggest.
Forget the dating scene.
Fuck the
there is no.
I already know where this is going.
You forget the dating scene. Females are terrible people to females.
You see why I said we need another female in here? Is you guys yelling at me?
gay. Yo, fam. Podcast segment, fam. We might have to go part two still. Fam, let's talk about genuine friendships. You females could even be friends with each other longer than 6 months, much less a year. By the time your birthday hits, you have a new friend list for the, your next BD, fam. Fam. There's not a lot of people.
You know how many birthday dinners we go and it's a whole rotation of new friends?
I can't speak for myself. I have the same exact friends, so.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I've been to and it's mostly niggas there.
There's like females.
What? No shorties beefing with their friends the day of their birthday.
That's true. That's very true. Girls are like that, though. I can't lie.
Is why?
Why?
Why is it that the interaction? I was arguing with someone. Not arguing. I was.
Females be treating their birthday like it's a fucking holiday.
Because it is.
Yo, you guys' problem. You guys want. Yo, I've seen.
How can I invite you to my birthday dinner and you don't even show up? Are you guys crazy? You're not my friend. Bye.
Happens, bro. I'm not expecting no one to come to my birthday.
Okay, but at least no. Sometimes. No.
Wait, let her talk.
Yes. I was going to say that. Females are bad with it because sometimes they won't tell you the reason. Like maybe life happens. Oh, like, you know, maybe I'm stuck at work. I can't come. I gotta do something with my family. Okay, sure. But if you're just not coming and not even replying, not even RSVPing, yeah, you're not my friend. Bye. And okay,
that's different. That is bonkers. You know how that's bonkers to me? Because on his birthday, when I showed up to his party, he was genuinely shocked.
Generally shocked that you came?
That I came.
You don't go outside anyway, so that's different.
The expectations for niggas is a lot less. Like, I don't care if anyone shows up, bro. If you say happy birthday, that's up to you. I know.
Why is it like that with women?
Birthdays. So if I forget your birthday, I don't. Bro, shout out Snapchat. Snapchat's the only reason I be saying happy birthday to niggas.
The man called me. I said, yo, I just remembered, fam. And I was like, it's good. Let that be a shorty. That's a fight.
Because we're friends. That's a girl's thing. Like, this girls. Girls like to get. Like, no. Boys are just accustomed to not caring about a lot of things. End of story.
You guys choose to care too much about things. Because females will be on the internet and talking about, oh, man's don't come to my birthday. We're done.
Yeah.
Females this, females that. You guys have so much expectations for your birthday. And it's like, bro, you're not a celebrity. It's not a holiday, fam.
I am.
Mans can't stop everything they're doing.
Well,
it's my birthday.
It's a holiday. It's a Grammy too, because they do makeup, they get dressed, they buy this photo shoot.
It's your fault for having those expectations. Because me knowing my friend group and me knowing my people,
I have a high expectation for my birthday and my friends. You niggas want to have low expectations for your friends. That's not my problem.
It's not low expectation. It's an understanding expectation.
I'm out for my friends' birthday. My birthday, I don't care about. So why would I tell you to give me?
Okay, wait. Okay, I think that's your problem.
No, thank you. It's your problem.
When you key into your birthday and you don't care about it, that's the difference.
My birthday, I don't want to do anything big. I'm not
that's
a big
you
person.
But
hold on, women hold want on, to though
hold on.
If you think about it, that's the problem.
No one's saying you can't do something big, but mm-hmm. once you're doing something big and you're trying to put all this load on everyone else, like, you're a lot of females make their birthday problems everyone else's problems. It's not like that. If you want to go have a fucking parade, by all means. You didn't ask me for help for this parade, so if I can't make this fucking parade, you can't blame me, bro. If your parade is shit, it's not my fault. It's not up to me.
It's not like we just invited random girls. That's the problem with girls. Okay, go ahead.
We're not saying guys are inviting random people.
Okay.
But, okay, you, like, I don't know how to explain because I'm not a female.
Girls' relationships with their friends are just different from guys. Is that simple? It sucks.
Okay. Take us into a journey without it looks like. What's the structure of a regular, genuine relationship with women? Between each other,
someone you can talk to, gossip to, cry to, break down to, hang out with, go eat, try new makeup, try new lip gloss, go on vacation, just have.
I want you to continue the list.
Okay, the list is done for me.
But
okay,
for all those things, if they can't make your birthday, is that a reason? Like,
is that a reason
to all those reasons that they're there for? But your birthday is where you draw the line.
No, okay, I guess girls are different. No, huh?
I've seen a lot of females do though.
Female draw the line at the birthday.
I've seen people draw
exactly.
The line.
No one's drawing the line at the birthday itself.
Well, some female call people other girls off because of a birthday.
It depends on the excuse that they even give out too. I'm not gonna lie. Like,
front the birthday situation. Another shitty thing women do. They give niggas a lot more grace than you give your female friends.
That's not true.
That is very true.
You think
women?
So?
Yeah. Will reason with the guy that's cheating on her right now that they make her birthday, and he says a paragraph of bullshit.
Shorties will get fucked by the wrong nigga before they call out their friends for real.
That part.
Dropped me as a friend but kept going back to her nigga.
You see what I mean?
And then,
yo, bro, and it's crazy because, like,
that's so messed up. That's also a problem.
Bro,
problem.
Honestly, you're right. I'm going to take what I was going to say back. You're right. Because I actually have, she's not my friend anymore. She's waste. She dropped me because of a nigga.
And then because I get the calls a lot. Mm-hmm. Oh, this girl didn't, da, 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 da. And I'm like, did you bring it up to her and mm-hmm. let her, like, the opportunity to show up the way you want her to show up? No. She should have just known it. I was like, okay, but if this is that nigga is another, you're talking
yeah,
to,
that's another problem with girls. You should just know. You
send a paragraph to the nigga.
Know everything. It's like, bro.
That's another thing.
That's the problem with the birthday situation. You could easily
girls
just
take their friends as also sisters and siblings, too. So that's another
sisters
thing.
Sisters and siblings fight. We're not going to go anywhere.
But I would never let a shorty or
like, what are you talking about?
Okay, guys, it's not just a birthday. Like, OMG. It's not just a birthday. There's other shit, too. Like, you don't know. Some of these girls, when they have friends, they're friends with some other girls, they are low-key jealous. Like, jealous of the way you dress. Jealous of the way you look.
But that's a female thing, though. Like,
there's niggas out there, too, that do that.
There's niggas out there, but...
There is. Niggas out there hate the fact that you get more bitches. There's niggas out there that hate the fact that you smell good. There's niggas out there that hate the fact that you're guy.
For sure. But they're not gonna voice that shit. They know they're gonna get smoked.
Oh my god, you see?
Us niggas be gonna go toes. Y'all ain't gonna voice that shit. Some niggas will still hail me up.
This guy's an idiot.
There's niggas right now that will pillow talk my name to the first shorty they see me dap up. Hug,
that has actually happened to
but
me multiple
never,
times.
They will never bring that free smoke to my face because they know what it really is. But those shorties are gonna tell me that they're telling me that they're saying that.
Oh, you remember? Remember that guy? Oh, that guy said
bro,
this and like, that and
I
that and that.
I have a good 5 niggas that's been talking on my name 2023, just 2023 alone to females da 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 and act like I.
But when
know,
you see them outside, you still dab them up.
I just be vibing.
Vibe.
Like, no care in the world,
don't ruin the vibe.
I'm not gonna let you know that what I know. Mm-hmm. But the day you decide to run your mouth for real or act up, fam, I'm slapping the dog shit out of you.
Uh oh.
I'm gonna be like, this is some built up animosity, bro. This is some built up anger, fam. This is what your mama should have gave you.
I need to see Lucky in a fight. I can't lie. I want to see it.
It's just pure rage.
That's what I like. I love a good guy fight. It's good. Even though it's scary, but I like to watch. It's fun.
Because in Toronto, too, it doesn't just end up as just a fight.
You end up dying.
That's why I don't like niggas fighting.
You end up dying. If it's like not it that really day, it's the next just, couple hours.
Like,
yeah,
it doesn't
the next
just
day.
Like, be... like, I enjoy a good fight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, on the internet.
You guys duke it out.
Yeah, I like a good duke out, call it a day.
Fight it out. And dead it.
Me, I'm about throwing hands, but I know my niggas ain't.
They're not throwing hands.
Nobody throws hands anymore. That's the annoying part.
That's the pussiest thing ever.
Throw hands. Me, I'm always about throwing hands. Even though we know we got the rocket launcher in the car, I'm going to throw hands first. But regardless of like how I feel about the situation, like I always try and yesly the situation because like one, it's like
it's not always worth
out,
it.
It's not just me and your people, fam. There's bare bystanders. Mm-hmm. That's what people forget.
Oh my like, god, that's the for, your birthday forget, situation.
Like
that's why I had to do that. The two girls that were trying to fight.
Oh yeah, like
really?
Like,
I had to talk people that, like, down because it was like, already on.
That's the worst thing you can do, Sunshine.
The worst people to have in beef is bitches.
Bitches don't know how to fight and just let the fight be the fight.
When niggas are fighting, bitches run their mouth and escalate shit. Bitches are always escalating shit. And that's where a lot of the gun talks come from. Because like realistically, niggas do not want to be punks in front of shorties. That's one. And two, when females beef, who are they gonna call? They're gonna call niggas.
I'm calling my brother. I know this and that.
The worst thing you could do is be a girl in the middle of the thing and be like, "Oh no, babe, stop! It's not like you. I hate that. Get out the way before you catch a bullet. Like, move! I hate that stuff. And don't you see most of the videos on Twitter?
Look at me, babe. Just look at me.
Yeah, and those girls get boxed. They get boxed.
Yo, I've seen.
They get boxed.
I seen a shorty. I seen a man.
Babe, listen to my voice. Listen to my voice. That's why you died.
These guys, the girl trying to de-escalate the situation, running her mouth, running her. Actually, a real life scenario. When I was in high school, Maz went to a football, an Argos game, right? Mm-hmm. I played football, whatever. So, like, every year, like, they'll give, like.
You played football?
Yeah, I played football.
Another topic, yeah.
They gave us like Argos tickets, so we went to an Argos game, right? Mm. And like, you know where like the stables are where they keep the police horses? So, like, they sell popcorn by there, like, right behind the stadium. So, like, it's late nights. Man's are about to go, you know, cut whatever, go grab a foods, then go home. So, we go grab popcorn, whatever. And then there's this girl and this guy. I don't even remember what like the interaction was, but like they just started going back and forth with my homie. Shorty just started running her mouth, running her mouth, running her mouth. So now they got all our attention. So now it's just him, his girl, and like me and like a couple niggas on the football team. Oh, that God. Shorty said some slick shit. My homie came like this. Cross your face. The nigga tried jumping in, he got bringled. So now now you and your girl get beat up because she wanted to run her mouth for fun. We see the feds and we just start chipping it, bro. But that was funny as fuck, yo.
They you got know what's crazy? A girl that I was talking to back in the days said, oh, women, but like what would happen if I'm talking to somebody and the guy touched me and I was like, first of all, why are you running your mouth when you can't fight?
I always ask this question too.
That's always because you think
no, but people are crazy outside.
My life in danger because you can't control your mouth. No, but
people are crazy like that. Like there are scenarios where people could be in the club and nigga could push you. You could be like, yo, get the fuck off me. The man's yelling at you. So she's asking you, are you gonna defend her when a nigga starts yelling at me? Are you?
It depends. That's what. If you are the instigator of the scenario, you gonna finish what you started.
If I know my girl likes to run her mouth, I'm taking her out of the scenario completely.
You will finish what you started. I'm not here. I'm not
what that nigga's on. I'm taking you out of the scenario because
you are the problem.
I'm not with him. He's not my concern.
You are the problem.
You're stupid.
Because why is that a get to know me question?
Like, I'm not saying like I'm a tell her.
She just wants to know if you're a strong African man.
Oh, no. You would die.
Oh, my God.
I promise you.
She just wants to know.
Because why are you running your mouth? Why are you picking up fight?
She just wants to know, would you defend her? Even if she's in the wrong, would you still defend her in public? Why? Clearly not.
In the wrong.
You're not the man for her.
I'm not the man for anybody.
Don't say that.
You know why? Because I've learned to just control myself. After the things people fight about, if you really think about it, it's 100% not worth it.
Nothing is really worth it in this life. Life is short.
Person. I get angered a lot.
I've never seen you mad.
I'm super short-tempered, bro.
We can see that.
Yeah, that
we know.
I can control myself. Like,
but the thing is, when it gets to the point, you start to realize, like, some couple things go into your head. Okay, I punch you, you punch me. We go back and forth. I'm not going to back down. You're not going to back down. It gets to a point, we're just wasting energies. When I could easily say sorry. I let it go.
That's fair. You're like me now because I used to be angry just like that, but I don't care to argue. Like I'm telling you.
If a nigga doesn't want to accept my apology and still wants to get rowdy,
then but so I don't care to argue these days.
If I'm with a girl that doesn't understand that,
I'll de-escalate
very super super fast. Like brother, we
and
don't
then now
have to
what
go
if the man goes, yo, fuck you, bro. I don't give a fuck. Your bitch is stupid.
And then we're all
then
seeing
what?
Red.
Okay,
that makes sense. But if your go to is my boyfriend is gonna fight you. Oh no, babes.
Ooh, now you throw your. Now you're throwing your boyfriend under the bus.
I will go in my car, pick a rubber chair, come down, unfold that bitch, and watch you get rocked. Oh, I will take you to the hospital as a good boyfriend.
I've never seen you fight before.
What the fuck?
Hey. We just got another guest. Alright. Anyways, I've never seen you fight before.
No one has. The people that have seen it's not a good
before?
Thing.
When was the last time you fought?
High school.
And high school? What high school did you go to?
Someone. Oh, remember, I'm from Nigeria.
Oh, yeah. When did you get here?
2013.
Did anybody try you around those times?
Oh, no.
Yeah? I've never seen you even be mad. Your name is Sunshine. What the fuck?
Back in the day.
Yeah,
mad now? You would never
back
see...
Back in the day.
Yeah, I feel like seeing me mad is like seeing Jesus.
I've never seen you mad.
Because I would de-escalate this situation very fucking fast. There's no point. There's actually no point.
What's one thing that will make you want to fight?
At first, it's talking about my mom, and then my mom realized how angry I get. So she sat me down one day and said, did I ask you to fight for me?
Like, she humbled you.
Yeah, she was like, okay, you're mad that someone's talking to me. Do I not have my own hands? If I'm pissed about it, can I not do something about it? I'm like, yeah. She's like, so why are you volunteering to fight for me when I could do my own job?
No, but the mom talks, you're going to have to get your wig split for sure, 100%.
Since then, I start to learn sometimes.
Is there certain things you can say about my mom? I'm smoking you, fam.
Fam, anything. I don't care. Don't have her in your mouth.
Bro, don't even put my sister in your mouth.
I've unlearned those parts of me.
I have three, but only two that I've met.
Oh, okay. Nice. Why'd you make your face like that?
That I live with. I have a third sister on my dad's side in Jamaica.
Way. What? Yeah, you love that.
Oh my God. You know something that. I just learned about Jamaica. Not just learned. One of my friends, mm-hmm. Jamaican dad, 15 mm-hmm. siblings. I just learned that.
Same
today.
Mom? Or different?
No, different moms. I'm just honestly, like, you gotta, I want a family like that. NBA 5 team. That's like.
Okay. Maybe he wants a big family.
No cap, bro. My uncle has a lot of kids. Though.
There you
Why?
Go.
Why? Why? And we're talking about it, and it kind of goes back to slavery.
My uncle probably has like he's probably touching the 30s. No bap.
Why? Huh? This bitch. Why? And does he know all their names? It probably doesn't even remember their birthdays.
The ones with the same names, fam.
Oh,
Jaden 1, Jaden 2.
There's ones with the same names, just different ways of spelling or abbreviations. That we have, that, like, I have a cousin named Tiandra, and then I have a cousin named Deandra.
Just with a D.
That's a bit much.
That is.
Shout out to Uncle, ridiculous. Though.
Shout out to Uncle. Don't shout out to the uncle.
What?
You're added to the population of Earth, and you're not helping people out.
Like, yo, like, some of my cousins are some real niggas, and like some of my cousins are way older. So like, mm-hmm. even one of my cousins, bro, I always tease her. Like, she has a moonroof in her car, and she has like three kids. I've always teased her about taking her whip to fuck bitches. Like, when she first got whipped, I'm like, yo, fam, I can't go test out that moonroof real quick.
That is
always
crazy.
Talking shit. Like, yo, having older cousins.
How come the older generation always had like a gajillion kids? Like, if when I think about it, like my mom and dad, they have like a lot of siblings. How come like this generation don't have that much siblings?
Media, bro. That's
no, it's
that's
not true. Social media.
Nah, it's social
this
media,
generation is coming to realize.
I know too much shit. Now, bro, if our parents, take it in. If our parents knew some of the shit, they would have found out now, bro. Mm. A lot of them niggas wouldn't have been that slick, fam. What, fam? almost, bro, think about it. A lot of these niggas have like 15, 20, 30 kids, fam, different females, bro. Mm-hmm. If there was social media, these bitches would have known each other.
They would have known each other, fam. They really will.
It's only social media and the fact that there were so, like, things were so spaced out back then. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you can be here and like, it's probably like a 30, 40 minutes to
social media made the world small. Talking about kids.
Social media made so small, fam, because you can find out anything. You can, bro, I can find out that you know this person by mutuals or if you follow this person. So just take care, bro.
Yeah.
I was at Joey's. Someone got my Instagram, was like, oh my God, you know all my mutuals.
It's always like that. Whenever you follow somebody, oh, you know this person? Oh.
What are you talking? I don't know none of this.
No mutuals, no followers.
Bro, no cap, bro. Those girls are also dangerous, too.
Bro.
Because nobody knows them.
I'd rather you be dangerous with the people I don't know.
No, okay, fair.
You can do your doggy, fam, but doing your doggy with my dogs? Nah, fam, please don't. I don't need that. Because, like, at the end of the day, fam, me and my dogs are going to look at each other and then dog you, fam. You're not dogging
what?
Us, fam. We're dogging you now.
Why?
That happens. Because why do you try to play in our face?
Why am I going
to
be mad at my homie? My homie probably, I don't really tell my dogs who
are. Why don't you just leave the female alone?
Why don't you leave my homie alone?
It's not
my dogs. You didn't post yours.
It's not about leaving her alone.
Okay, so
sometimes wait. More times it's the fact that she thought she could get away with it.
Maybe the dogs then she just didn't want him anymore. Maybe, hey, yo, Loki. Lucky's kind of sweet still. Yo, fuck his friend. Yo, what's Lucky saying?
Oh, but if
what's
I was to say I don't want her, but I want her friend now, I would have been like, oh,
never works.
Talk to my friend.
It never works.
Niggas are just easy, so that's why girls are able to do what they can do. Sorry, you know that.
I mean, that's why you guys are getting dogged on the rap.
Okay, you just get so personal.
I do take it personal.
Niggas are easy.
Niggas are easy.
Look at Diddy Diddy. I know a guy that said, oh yeah, I'm gonna fuck you tonight. And mm-hmm. I was just like, she took you to McDonald's. Like, brother.
Yeah, I'm not giving up my dick for no McDonald's. You're wild. Watch out. For McDonald's.
Yeah,
wild,
the shorty
fam.
Came through with the junior chicken and fries.
And that's it?
And the guy was gassed.
Not even a value meal?
Junior chicken and fries.
I'd give up my body right now for a cooked meal. Home cooked meal?
Home cooked meal, yeah. Not a value pick. Are you guys joking?
No, men are easy.
They are.
Men are
easy. They are.
Niggas are easy. I pick my battles.
What is the easiest thing you've gone and got for?
What, fam? I'm usually... Bro,
I've got for a bottle of wine.
You got what?
What?
A bottle of wine? Who are you? What's wrong with you? You know how much wine costs? Like $13.
I know.
Fam, you can get wine for like $10, bro.
Like, come on. Get it together. Know your worth.
This was name brand.
Like, know your worth. What?
Seriously, what is the cheapest thing you've got for?
I got for? Fuck.
Very cheap. nothing, very cheap. There has to be something about like $20 worth, and you're just like, ah, you got me still.
Know your worth.
I know you do.
Honestly, and what I was already fucking though, but like
no.
I can't really like say a time like a shorty bought my buddy fam. Like I can't say that.
A bottle of wine? I'm still on that. A bottle of wine? Sunshine. I that's really gross.
I'm so sure that like depend on how I'm talking to you, like I probably already have intentions of greasing. Like mm-hmm. So it's just like you really didn't get me.
But
like,
that's
so
what we're talking about. Easy. She just laid it up.
She laid it up.
I already knew I was gonna grease regardless. So when she brought the bottle of wine,
you're just like, you're gonna bust it open.
You made it easy.
I was thinking before I bust it up.
Sunshine.
Regardless, but this little touch.
Wait.
Right here.
Hello, it was Sunshine. What did you say?
This guy said he already knew he was gonna grease, but the bottle of wine made him bust it open.
You said men are easy. I'm confirming for you. Niggas are very fucking easy.
You're too easy. That's crazy.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, with the good intentions.
Nah, but yo,
actually,
honestly,
I lied. My dick
like,
is a little
if you know
expensive.
How to use your words, girls.
No, it's not. It's not expensive. You just fucked for a bottle of wine. It's not expensive.
For someone I already knew I was going to fuck.
But you try to say it's expensive. It's not expensive.
No, it is expensive because a lot of people have always wished they got it.
Who?
Yo, when you're a nigga, when you're a nigga, like we don't really get shit for real. So it's like when you do shit, it's not even about the value of what
it's
it
the
is.
Fact that it's I just got something.
You know what I'm saying? It's not. It's
that's
not
what
really,
makes
like,
niggas
you have
cheap.
To really think about it, bro. Mads do not go all the way out for niggas, bro. Shorties do not go out like it's not like that, fam. Like shorties aren't.
Have you ever got you flowers?
Huh? No. What the fuck? But wow. I've gotten shorties flowers bare times.
No, I have a question though. If a girl gave you flowers, how would
I'd
you
be
feel?
Happy. What the fuck? I like roses too. Aww. I like smelling them. Like what the hell? Like do I just like do niggas just look like they don't like nature and shit or things nice or beautiful? Like
so you're not going for
that's
once,
what I see. You know what I see on Twitter? A man said that he would literally like he hates the fact that a girl gave him flowers. Like he thought it was like
why is it
like,
bitch?
That's what like, I don't understand.
He's just like, negative in life. Like, bro, yeah. He's just
it's
bad money.
Once you get older, it's like, bro, like, the whole
it's simple
excitement,
things.
I'm not with it. Like, you know, like, I like
you know
art
what?
Galleries.
Let
I
us
like
give
museums,
game.
Fam.
Girls,
like, go
you
want to
get
bro.
The easy guy now. Start with a bottle of wine, roses,
guy, sunshine.
Anybody.
I don't even like
sunshine.
Like
you don't
sunshine
like
sunshine is the easy guy.
I was about to say Hennessy for you.
You're too harsh. I don't know about Hennessy.
So,
okay, a bottle of wine. Okay, listen. Okay, any type of liquor. Okay, okay.
Roses.
Okay.
Buy the nigga flowers sometimes.
Okay.
Cooked food.
Okay.
Wow, niggas a lot easy shit.
Like, okay, that's simple. Check, check.
Yo, buy me a controller, buy me a video game or something. Get me some VC.
Video games
bro, like get me like
$60.
$60.
Something like
okay.
Yeah.
I like, bro, like get me some
it's
socks,
very
some boxers. Like I like boxers, fam. Like especially the ones
niggas do like boxers.
Niggas
I kind of like you.
Like Kevin
niggas,
Klein.
Like, simple shit.
Nike boxers,
do,
yeah.
It's very
really
very
it,
simple.
You know? Like, female, like
females do it if they really fuck with
do
you.
It if they really fuck with you.
Yeah.
But a lot of females that do it don't really put any thought into it. It's like here,
it's
here,
so generic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it doesn't come with the. You
know, you
don't care
like,
about
if
me
you
enough.
You really know your nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You already know what he wants.
Wants
you already
yeah.
know what to get him. You already know how to set it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like,
and maybe if female plan
easy,
dates sometimes,
it's the fact that you're valuing me outside.
You
of,
plan dates?
It's the fact that you're valuing me outside of me giving.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, show me that I'm valued.
Pastor Lucky is in the cut again.
No, but it's facts. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, he's
but
right.
Again, if a girl, everyone knows, if a girl really likes you, she goes
all out
for you. If she hates you, you can tell.
I'm not gonna lie, that's also kind of scary too.
Trust me, you don't want a girl to hate you. What?
No.
Yeah,
yeah. The one that like you and go all out.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out my little yeah yeah.
I don't know.
Shout out his little yeah yeah. You got that shout out. That's so cute. Aw. Can you shout me out?
Philly, you want to read this last one? The TikTok
yeah,
one?
Let's read. Okay, so on TikTok, there was a scenario. Hey, what's going on there?
I mean, we kind of already touched it.
We touched it, but we can come back to it. Okay,
yeah.
So on TikTok, there was a scenario about some girl who was in the, I guess they were in the bar or something like that. They were somewhere, and let me pull up the whole thing, okay? The girl was getting hollered at by a man and she didn't want to give him her socials, but he was persistent. So her friend stepped in to help her and the man started to beat up the friend that was trying to help her. And then the friend who was getting hollered at and didn't want to give the number just stood there and watched her. What type of bullshit is that? What is that?
Wait, so...
So it's like
someone's talking to Lucky. I try to stop the girl from talking to Lucky. The girl's fighting me.
No, it doesn't work
me.
When it's like that. I'm trying... No, you're trying to holler at me. Okay? Sunshine, you're trying to holler at me.
All right.
I'm not having it. Get away from me. You're still going. And Becky's telling you, yo, stop talking to my friend. She doesn't want you. And then you start beating up Becky. And I'm just watching you beat up Becky.
Oh, you're a terrible piece of shit.
That's what I'm saying. You're not a real friend. End of story. There's no conversation.
Yeah, there's really no conversation. So, it's not even a debate, to be honest.
It's not a debate. You don't hate me.
The thing about it, bitches are going to debate about it, though.
But wait, is the girl that stepped in ugly?
What does that matter?
No, I'm...
I know what you mean. If she was ugly, it would trigger him to slap her or whatever, you know, but
I'm not supporting violence.
I'm not.
I'm just trying to reason what triggered the man to start touching her.
Obviously, he's insane if he kept being persistent. The girl said, leave me alone.
Why did the friend just stand
Is it when women get beat up, there has to be some sort of justification?
She got slapped.
End of story. It should have never happened.
The problem here.
Bro, you are the problem here.
No, it's the friend. You're both the problem.
It's not the friend. It's the guy.
It's the guy. The guy
men
is a problem.
Men are the problem.
Thank you.
Because why the fuck are you beating up a woman? Are you dumb?
She told you stop talking to her friend and you're still going and then you come and beat her up.
And the friend was just watching. If you don't grab a heel and beat that nigga up.
Thank you.
Are you dumb?
Thank you.
Then she was just there calling the birthday girl.
Calling the birthday girl. When are you coming to dinner? Like, are you okay? Are you joking?
I've seen it a lot. Talk
somebody after that?
Yes.
No, I've seen it a lot where like females will put each other in situations and they don't really fend for each other.
I hate that.
Why would you do that? Like, you know what I'm saying? She's like, why would you like what? Like what? What's going through your mind that you're not fending your dog?
You're not fending your friend, and that this is why crazy. We go back to the scenario: why female friendships are so ill. They're so lame.
Because niggas would jump in. It's a fist fight.
That's what I'm saying. One of my dogs, like a situation happened in the club, whatever.
Oh, I saw him after everyone had. Blood fam, on it. Like, I looked at the man and I was like, "Did you get shot?"
Wearing this hoodie, like, right,
yeah, he came to my crib.
Was bloody. You know what I'm saying?
All because
even scary.
Because like he got bottled and like he was still fighting. So like while I'm seeing blood run down his face, like we're all jumping these niggas now.
Oh my
so
god!
Now it's me, my homies, and now one of us have to grab him because now he can't go unconscious, whatever. Mm. So he's bleeding. He was still fending himself. So now we're all brawling, whatever. We're like, fuck it. So now all of us go outside. You know, man, make sure they have it. Mm-hmm. Man's hopping the whip. So now it's three cars deep, and like because he's bleeding out of his head, man's don't know how severe it is. So we're doing like 120 from like the spot to the hospital, fam. When I say we were burning rubber into the hospital, like when we were like. Swear to God, it was Tokyo drifting at me. Like, you know how all hospitals have like police parked up?
So yeah,
these
yeah.
are parked up where they're usually parked, and you just see three whips going 100 flying into the hospital, bro. We didn't even park. Like, we shut off our whips right in front of the hospital. They yellow tape that shit.
Of course.
They yellow.
Of course. A man's bleeding in a car. You guys are doing 120.
Same
duh.
Situation happened at like 2 o'clock. Cause, like, yo, by
man didn't touch
they,
my
by
crib
time
until
the
like.
Came to us, they were getting the call to go to the spot. But we were showing them that's where we just came from, whatever, blah. Blase, he's like, yeah, we gotta search the cars. They're taking pictures of everything, taking our names. They took the keys, had us there from like 2 in the morning to like 6 a.m. Bro,
duh. Why do girls not do this?
Clothes,
duh.
They back our keys, whatever. And like the only lucky situation that happened is because it was two different divisions that were reporting to us. Like there was the division that was already at the hospital, but the division that reported to the scene itself. So when they came from the scene to where we were. Mm-hmm. The people already talked to us, but they didn't search the whips for real. They just took like the basic pictures outside, the blood stains, whatever. And after the other one was like, oh, did you guys search the whip? And the officers already on scene were like, yeah, we already did that, blah, blah, blah. But they didn't really
do it.
But if they did, those whips would have never left the scene.
Back to the topic the now. That's
how you fend a friend. Yeah.
Why do women not do that?
Like, while after we left, like the politics was mod. Like, there's a shooting after we cut and everything. But it's like, I'm fending that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna see my brother in a situation and be like, I'm a cut. Like, bro, we might just both die here, but I'm fending my homie. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Because
like,
as a friend, mind you, she's stepping in to help you.
No,
I know I was joking earlier.
No.
But like, she's stepping in to help you.
But then she said, she's not really my friend. We just had two encounters.
What? Even as a woman.
Even
as a woman.
Even worse, you're telling me a stranger had your best interest in heart and you could not reciprocate that while she was getting fucked up by the person
people are weird.
You don't like?
People are weird.
And the women story. Are weird. Don't say people because niggas fend it.
Women are weird. Yeah, why that scenario, I don't know. She could never. I probably have to beat her up after. Like, after I get beat up by the man, I have to beat her up after.
people to jump her.
I don't know. After the dinner, I don't know what would happen, but she's getting beat up.
And I'm going to give a bad review at a job, too, so you get fired. I'll take your
phone. For sure. I would just go in there and say and lie and say her boyfriend beat me up. Done.
Jesus.
But I've been craving steak, bro.
Okay, what? Steak
right now, bro. I've been craving steak.
That's how you know it's time to go home, man.
It really is.
It's time to go home.
Yo, I'm here sitting and thinking about how hungry I am, and I can already taste the steak on my tongue, fam. I'm hungry. I want some steaks.
How do you take your steak? How do you take your steak?
Done. I don't want to see no blood in that shit, bro.
Well done.
Yeah, so you be chewing heavy?
I don't know what you guys be going
That's
through.
That's bush.
Medium
Sorry.
Well.
I don't know. Medium well. Your steak be coming out when it's well done. I don't be doing with the chewing business. Like,
you do do the chewing business.
I'm not saying I just.
You do the chewing.
First of all, so Scotch bonnet for that. But anyway.
You do the chewing business. You're taking well done.
Huh?
You're eating well done. That's your chewing bear.
You're doing a lot.
Not necessarily. It depends on how tough your steak is, bro.
But well done is tough.
Well done is tough.
No, it's properly cooked, bro.
It's tough.
It's properly cooked, bro.
So what do you get on the side to wash it down? What do you get on the side?
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Chill, bro. That's not even. Sam, that's not even a pause. Don't
pause. Honestly, depends. Like, if I'm at Cactus Club, you already know Mads are going for the Bellini, fam. You already know Bellini.
Okay, so what do you get? Like, on the side, asparagus, mashed potatoes, like, what are you eating?
It depends on what it's coming with. Like, sometimes I'm feeling for a lot, steak and lobster, you know, some shrimp.
Oh, this guy got some money.
Whoa.
It's because of my homie, bro. That guy loves steak. Like, that guy's taste is mad expensive now.
Oh, wow.
But it's like I've never been a steak.
We're in
person,
a recession, you know.
I went to Cactus Club and I asked for the steak. I got steak and fritz though.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And like steak was slapping. I don't go,
you know what's so funny about niggas? Niggas literally eat the same thing. Like, it's so crazy. Like, for example, I seen a nigga on his birthday.
If I go to Moxie's, I'm only getting honey garlic wings.
Why? Why would you go to a restaurant to eat wings you can make at home?
Cause one.
First of all, don't disrespect honey garlic wings.
I will go to work.
What's wrong with Moxie's?
I'm not saying anything's wrong with Moxie's.
First of all, Moxie's is bland.
Huh?
It's bland. It tastes like nothing.
Moxie's is just straight.
I'm
an Earl's girl. I love a good Earl's. They're black and chicken Alfredo pasta. Everybody knows. They hate when I mention it.
Everybody love that. But Moxie's, on the other hand, I see that debate where they were like, "Oh, something about taking me on a date." Moxie's, I was just like, the fact that you're going to Moxie's is just talking about you.
What's wrong with Moxie's?
Nothing is wrong with it.
It just does not taste good.
It does taste nice.
People
want to go on dates they can't afford for themselves.
I swear, if I'm a female,
you can count me out on that one. Exactly why I said I'm an Earl's girl. I count me out of that one. I've never even been to Harbor 60. I've never even been to. I think I've been to STK once, and I was crying at the bill. I can't.
I've never been to any of these places.
Yeah, see, I don't go to Harbor 60. I don't go to restaurants that are expensive and the portion is like this.
Pictures of the receipt, but they're not paying for.
Straight garbage. I've never seen
that. No, their mac and cheese is really good though, I can't lie.
Look at this rich people.
I'm telling you, the mac and cheese is hard. I went for my girl's birthday. It was hard.
No, it's okay, bro. The broke people aren't missing anything at STK.
They're really not. It's just the mac and cheese you're missing out.
STK to the dogs.
Oh my god.
I went for my girl's birthday and the mac and cheese was like booming, like, I'm telling you.
Cheese, you know what mac and cheese slaps. I actually enjoy? The Brazilian steakhouse.
Copacabana.
Mac and cheese.
That's where my
oh yeah, bro. That place.
I first went there for my dog's birthday like last year, and then.
Well, those like niggas keep giving ago, you meat.
Ever
pause,
since then, I've been wanting to go back.
I love that place. Unlimited meat, unlimited rice, unlimited mac and cheese.
Just keep coming.
It's like, yo, you want piece of this, bro? Yes.
At the end of the day, all of us are sitting on the table like this, and they still keep bringing it.
It's the rice for me. It was worth it.
The food slap.
The rice, whoa.
I tried everything. The brother kept saying, you want this?
Yes. Yes.
That $75. Oh, you like that? The grilled pineapple?
I don't like hot fruit.
Take it to heaven.
It's
nasty.
Yo, bro, it's like, I hear what you're saying. It's just the burst of flavor that you experience. What's it?
It's so good, Philly, when you're talking about
the taste palates, bro, when you're talking about the flavor, fam, when you're talking about the aroma it gives you, bro,
it's almost good.
Coated with brown sugar.
So you're
bro.
One of those people that like pineapple on pizza. That's what I'm getting.
Huh?
You like pineapple on pizza?
If it's on it, I'll eat it, but I don't ask for it.
When I was younger,
I don't do that. I just wake up out of my house and say, slap some pineapples on my
pizza. Because I had to question you a little bit.
No, when I was younger, I loved pineapple and pizza. I love pineapple.
You give that vibe.
Right? But then the older I get,
ew, what?
It slapped when I was younger. That's my palate changed.
My palate has been the same forever.
I had the Thai Express with the pineapple rice thing.
Ew.
And I was just like, this is nasty.
That's nasty.
There's certain things that are people's fault, and Thai Express pineapple rice is definitely your fault, fam. This is nasty.
This is why did I like this?
Thai Express is dirt.
Fam,
I used to talk to this nigga, he used to love Thai Express, and I just look at him like, ew, it's just nasty.
Bombastic side eye?
Yeah, big side eye. That's fucking dirt.
They change it now, it's a plate.
Yeah.
So plates,
yeah,
fucking nasty.
I don't, fucking nasty.
You
know what? That's where we draw the line today.
Yeah, that's where we're drawing it.
You guys eat good.
If you eat warm fruits, kai. That's all I can say to you. That's all I can say to you. Mm.
Thanks for tuning in.
This episode was just one of those things, you know, random things.
Never take me serious.
Never take any of us serious.
We're just here.
But please buy me a bottle of wine.
Yeah. And then, yeah, we'll take, if you honestly take this in, if you guys DM us topics and scenarios, we're going to discuss it right here.
No, really, because majority of the topics we have today was not even from us. It's just, this is all Becky.
this is all Becky.
We're here for the people, you get me. So anything you want to hear, anything you guys want to discuss, any topics you guys have on
mind.
Should
we open a hotline?
Just holla at me.
All right. Holla at us. It's Philly.
Easton on IG.
And it's Lucky. And it's Sunshine. And sometimes Becky jumps in and out of here. Sometimes
imagine I started off the podcast saying Becky's chilling in the back and
she comes in here and there. You never know when you're gonna see her. So again, it's Philly, Vim Lady P, it's Lucky,
SDS Lucky
and Sunshine,
Sky High Sunny,
and we're signing out.
Signing out, man.
Shout out to 233
and
things.
Make sure you like, subscribe on Spotify. You can leave a review on Apple Music. You can leave a Apple Podcast. You can leave a review. Where else?
I don't know. Just leave a review.
Leave a review everywhere you listen to this. Then help us. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, we definitely gotta work on that.
Yeah.